Baptized in the name of the Most Holy Trinity, from the Kingdom of Jesus, Part 7, by St. John Eudes. It is by our Lord Jesus Christ that we are baptized, but it is in the name of the Most Holy Trinity. For the three divine persons are present in a special manner at holy baptism. The Father is there, generating his Son in the soul, and us in his Son, imparting a new being and a new life to his Son in us, and giving us a new being and new life in his Son. The Son is present, being born, and receiving life in the soul, transmitting his divine sonship by which we become children of God, just as he is Son of God. The Holy Spirit is there, forming Jesus in each soul as he formed him in Mary's womb. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are present, separating us as newborn Christians from all things, taking possession of us and consecrating us especially to themselves, imprinting their divine character and image on our souls, and establishing their dwelling place within us, as well as their glory, kingdom, and life. Consequently, were it not for sin standing in the way, the three eternal persons would always dwell in us in a special, ineffable way. They would most wonderfully glorify one another by living a most holy and divine life in our souls, and reigning perfectly in them. So too, it follows that we belong to God as creatures, entirely consecrated to him, who must pursue no other purpose in life save his glory and service. O holy and adorable Trinity, I adore you in your divine essence and your three eternal persons. I adore you for having been present at my baptism, and I adore all the designs of your providence on me. I beg you to forgive me for blocking their fulfillment. In reparation, I offer you all the life, actions, and sufferings of my Lord Jesus and his most holy Mother. I give myself to you, O Divine Trinity, that these designs may be fulfilled. O Eternal Father, O only Son of God, O Holy Spirit of the Father and the Son, enter into my heart and soul. Separate me from all that is not yourself. Draw me to yourself. Live and reign in me, destroying in me all that displeases you, and cause my being and my life to be completely consecrated to your pure glory. O my Savior, separate me from myself and all that is not you. Unite and incorporate me with you. Empty me of myself and all things. Annihilate me completely, so that you may fill me with yourself, and form and establish yourself in me. Make me, from now on, a perfect image of yourself, as you are a most perfect image of your Father. May I share in the filial love you have for your Father, since he is my Father too. May I live of your life, that is a holy and perfect life, truly worthy of God, since you make me God by participation. Lastly, may I be so totally clothed in you and your qualities, perfections, virtues, and dispositions, and so transformed in you that in me people may see only Jesus, only his life, his humility, his meekness, charity, and love, His Spirit and His other virtues and qualities, since it is your will that I be another Jesus on earth. I will set up my dwelling place among you, and I will not cast you off. Ever present in your midst, I will be your God, and you shall be my people. You are a temple of the living God, just as God has said. Ever present in your midst, I will be your God, and you shall be my people.